Blog Talk Radio.
According to the scriptures with Minister Daphne Smith, this is First Friday prayer call. And again, thank you so much for joining me. The scripture says, but have nothing to do with worldly fables. I'm going to have to teach this one day. Fit only for old women. On the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. Okay, so as always, this ministry is designed to bring biblical insight to current issues, address your need, and plant the seed of godly purpose. And we are moving forward to sharing with you testimonies and ministries of others who will inspire you and motivate you to live a life for the purpose of godliness. I love that, for the purpose of godliness. When you do it God's way, it's always wonderful. Okay, so listen. Our show is from 8:30 to 9 a.m. We're back down to a 30-minute show. But listen, I invite you to call in, share your testimony, 347-989-0144 every weekend, 8:30 to 9 a.m. Pacific time. And as always, I appreciate your support and your prayers. The call-in number is 347-989-0144. Email me. The email address is still the same, purposedforgodliness@gmail.com. It may change, but you can email me there with your prayer request, your praise report, words of encouragement, suggestions and topics for the show, whatever God has placed on your heart. And listen, I want you to be encouraged knowing that God has, he really does have a purpose for you, and we are definitely striving for the purpose of godliness. All right? God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. First Friday of November. Listen, we are counting down to Christmas. One of my favorite holidays. We are counting down to Christmas. Amen. Amen. So today I'm praying and asking the Lord. I'm just going to let the song play in the background. Praying and asking the Lord what to share with you today. And I was looking up, and I want you to get your Bibles, and I'm going to be tapping on my computer and everything, but I want you to get your Bibles. I was looking up what I believe the Lord placed in my spirit today, and then we're going to pray. I'm going to share a couple of scriptures with you. Defeat. And I know sometimes we think of defeat in the negative, like we are the ones that, and see, I can preach right there, we are the ones that feel defeated and depressed and oppressed and all of that. But I was looking up the word defeat, and I got encouraged. Yes, I did. I got encouraged because when you look in the Bible about defeat, it never talks about the saints or believers. I don't care if it's Old or New Testament. Once the people, the people that believed in God, it never talked about, the Bible never speaks about them being defeated. And it always talks about the enemy being defeated and vanquished and struck down and destroyed and taken over. And when I started looking up the word defeat, I got so encouraged. I mean, really, I got so encouraged. So listen, I'm just kind of moving in the spirit, hopefully prayerfully, but I just want to share some scriptures with you today as we talk about defeat and some of the things. I only have a few minutes, but I'm going to talk about defeat and what the Bible says about that. All right? Okay. So, in the Webster's Dictionary, I just want to give you this. It means to undo, to disfigure, to destroy, to render null and void. To render null and void, to frustrate, to render null and void as a title, render it null and void, to frustrate as a hope, to deprive as an estate, to overcome, to vanquish as an army, to check, disperse, or ruin by victory, to overthrow. I want you to listen to this, to resist with success. The Bible says to submit ourselves to the Lord, resist the devil with success, and he will flee. An undoing or annulling is destruction, frustration by rendering void and null, or by prevention of success as the defeat of a plan or design. We defeat the plan and design of the devil. An overthrow as of an army in battle, loss of a battle, repulse, suffered. Oh, come on now. This is a big old word. Discomfiture, opposed to victory. Listen, an overthrow. Listen, when I read these definitions, I was just so encouraged. In the Old Testament, it means to make a noise, to distract, to make a noise. It means weakness. It also means to break a covenant. So we have to be very careful about when we make a vow to the Lord or a vow or a promise to someone, because when you break the covenant, when you break the covenant, you have come into defeat. When you break your covenant, as in Psalms it says, "I will pay my vow." Because David knew the importance of keeping the vow, because it was not just for him, but it was for so he could defeat the enemy. So he could defeat the enemy. So it's so important that we keep our vows. It means to smite. It means to bring about a plague, a slaughter, a calamity. It also means to give defeat to someone, to give defeat to someone, to strike someone. The scripture I want, I'm going to read is 2 Corinthians 10 and 4. And I know we read this scripture all the time. 2 Corinthians 10 and 4. And if you hear me flipping through my computer, the scripture says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Oh my goodness. Now I want you to really quickly underline strongholds. Just underline it. Underline it. Because that word means a fortress, a strong defense, pulling down of strongholds. We defeat the enemy by pulling down. It is for the destruction, for the destruction, but mighty through God to the pulling down, for the destruction, for the defeat of strongholds. That's what it's for the destruction, for the defeat of strongholds, for the demolition, for the defeat, for the taking down, for the destroying, for the pulling apart of strongholds. My goodness. So our weapons are not carnal. I just wanted to share that with you. I was excited about what the Lord had given me, because we hear so many negative things when it comes to defeat or destruction. We hear so many negative things concerning that. And I think that's kind of where I was going when I looked. I knew that's where I was going when I looked it up. I really do. I was going, oh, my goodness. Lord, this is so, we need to come out of the negative and really think about it being positive. And I'm going to say this because I have found out that for some of us, we are so, we have played the victim so long that it just has become a part of our everyday life. I don't understand how believers in Christ, we just play the victim. We always want to be the victim. We always want to be the sad sack in the bunch. We really do. We just play the victim all the time. And God is not calling for us to play the victim. No, we are more than conquerors through Christ because he strengthens us. I was talking to Pastor and about certain things and just thinking about the church and where we are, and I know where we're going because we are undefeated. Let me just say that. But where we are right now and all the things that's going on. And, we get comments, as probably do, about, why we don't call and why we don't check. And, people feel like you need to call them every day, check on them every day and what have you. And the Spirit of the Lord dealt with me because, we get comments like, the lost sheep, Jesus went after the lost sheep. And I believe the Spirit of the Lord dealt with me and said, the next time you hear this, ask them, why is it that they always have to be the one that's lost? So why do we always have to be the ones that especially when we're in the church? I told you the definitions of it, pulling down, defeating strongholds, pulling down, defeating strongholds. We become defeated when we separate ourselves from Christ. We become defeated when we separate ourselves from the body of Christ, just physically separate. We become defeated. And so we always want to, and I'm saying we, because I know that's not for most of us, thank God, but some of us, we like to play the victim because we get attention. So I'm going to always be the victim, be defeated, be this. How you doing? Oh, well, I'm going through. Huh? And, okay, y'all, I tickle myself. Pastor said, you just be laughing to myself. I tickle myself. I really do. Because here, I'm 60 years old. Some things I have the victory over. And let me tell you what I have the victory over. I have the victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. Believers in Christ, we have victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. We do not war in our in the spirit. And if we can get that in our minds, one of the things and many things God has been dealing with me about since I've been trying to learn how to be quiet and listen to the voice of the Lord is that God deals, and I'm not that smart. I have an education, but I'm not that smart. We deal with time. Time. We see sickness in time. We see being broke in time. We see paying bills in time because we live in time. We see our frustrations and all of our concerns in the time. Come on, Holy Ghost, in which we live. But the Lord dealt with me. You got to step out of time and stand in eternity. Listen. Come on now. In eternity, in the realm of the heavenlies, we sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In the realm of eternity, there is no sickness. There is no poverty. Come on now. There is no sickness, no poverty, no frustration. There is peace, love, joy in the Holy Ghost. Come on now. And when the Spirit of the Lord told me that, and now I'm trying, y'all hear me saying that? I'm trying to figure out what the Lord is saying. And I'm praying and asking the Lord to help me to understand to walk in eternity. We have eternity living in us now. I'm talking about being with Jesus. Yeah, we got eternity, some eternal damnation and some eternal life. But we have eternity living in us now, believers, abundant life living in us right now. So with the help of the Lord, I'm going to learn what he said to me. I'm going to keep seeking and searching that out. Every frustration, every struggle, every concern, everything that we deal with is in time. But as believers in Christ, we must stand in eternity. We must stand in the power and strength of the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So when I looked up defeat, I was encouraged. I really was. I said, Lord, now you said defeat, and I'm going to tell these people, you know. But listen, you got to look at it in the realm of eternity. Listen, we win. You got to read the back of the book. Oh my goodness, death, hell, and the grave will be thrown into the lake of fire. We win. We win. So I just want to share that with you, and I know it's First Friday. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about him taking me to the next level. That's been my theme for 2017. I've been excited about what God is doing. Let me say this again, everything that we go through, we got to look at it through the eyes of God. He is timeless. He only deals with time because it's us. And it's really because of sin that we got to deal with time. But God is timeless. He is everlasting. He does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when we walk in that, all of these frustrations and things that we see and that are happening, because they really are happening. Now, it ain't like I'm not living in reality. It really is happening. But listen, it's happening, but I'm walking in eternity. It's happening, but I'm in Christ Jesus. No weapon formed against me, against you, against the body of Christ shall prosper. Nothing that the enemy does shall prosper. And let me give you this little tidbit of information that I heard somebody say, and I've heard it before, but I was encouraged by that. It says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. But let's do it like this. When the enemy comes in, put that comma right there, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. We are undefeated. We are winners. The fight is fixed. and the battle is won. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy and for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for just your patience with us. And we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for being God, that you're timeless, that you're sovereign, and everything that you do is excellent. Everything you do is for our good. Everything you do is for your glory. Everything you do is for the salvation of your people. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We just thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for taking us to another level. Thank you, Lord, for lifting us up out of the dunghill. Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless your name for lifting up, being a lifter up of our head. Thank you, Lord, for grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you do for us and everything that you're going to do. There is nothing, oh my goodness, there is nothing that you do, God, that is out of order. Everything you do is good and excellent. And for the good of your people and to bring glory to your name. So, Father, we thank you. And we praise you and we magnify you and we glorify you. And thank you, Lord, for the people that are listening and will listen. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you are God and God alone. There is nothing, nobody that can stand up against you. Not presidents, not kings, not potentates, nobody. Body, not rulers, no nation, no kingdom, nothing can stand up against you, oh God. So I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that you have given us our weapons of warfare. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us our armor and the things that we need to stand up against the enemy. Thank you for your word, oh God. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your word that defeats the power of the enemy. Thank you for your name, because every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. And we magnify you. We thank you, Lord, that your word says no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for peace that passes all understanding. We thank you for joy unspeakable and full of glory. We thank you, Lord, for good success. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you are doing in our lives. You are a great God. You are a great God. Great is the Lord. You are a great God. And we thank you and we praise you for your greatness and your goodness and your mercy. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for your healing power. Now, I want you to do this while I'm praying. I want you to lay hands on whatever is bothering you, because it's done already in the name of Jesus. In the realm of eternity, it's already done. Over 2,000 years ago, paid in full, price paid already in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you and I praise you for your healing power. With your stripes, we are already healed. Spirit, soul, and body, paid in full. Hey, God, thank you. Every sickness. Hey, God, hallelujah. Every frustration. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank you and I praise you for it. Thank you for comforting every heart. pray for the healing of the mind, the healing of the heart, healing of emotions. Thank you. Hallelujah. The healing of emotions. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us everything that we need to defeat and frustrate the works of the devil. Thank you, Lord, that we are more than conquerors because you love us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, and we magnify you, and we glorify you. Thank you, Lord, for the sending of this word to your people everywhere. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, I'm going to just read this part in verse 5 of 2 Corinthians 10. And 4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Underline that. Then it says, casting down. Come on, defeating, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Let me read this. We demolish all theories, reasonings, and any high systems of ethics, religion, mythology, metaphysics, sublime doctrines, or philosophy set forth to defy the knowledge of God. All the boasted gods, lords, sacrificial, and mediatorial systems fail before the gospel. Come on now. They fall before the gospel. The high-sounding phrases of Plato, Aristotle, the Stoics, and even Judaism fall before the preaching of the crucified and risen Christ. Heathenism shrinks before the gospel and called on secular powers to defend it. They all fall before the gospel. Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus defeated all of these systems. All of them. All of them. We are not defeated. We are strong and powerful in the Lord. No weapon, no philosophy, no philosophy, no heathenistic system, I love it, can stand before God, and it should not stand before us. Amen, amen, amen. So listen, I'm going to let you go. And I thank God for this time with you. I pray you have been encouraged. I know I have. Listen, I want you to know that every word of God is right. Every word of God is right. And we are not defeated. Don't allow the enemy to trick you. That's where I am right now. Let's not allow the enemy to trick us. We are winners. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Amen. So God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Continue to pray for me as I share the word of God with you. I love you with the love of Jesus. And listen, we are going to discipline ourselves for the purpose of godliness. All right? God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Amen. Came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business.
You will.